wisdom to win, to overcome in life. This is number 23 in our series, and it's from Proverbs 20:27. I've called it God's lamp is shining in our hearts, and it follows from number 22, the last video, if you want to go back and look at that, about the heart of man and what God says. And here it says, Proverbs 20:27, God's the breath of man is the lamp of God, searching all the innermost parts of the heart. God's lamp is searching all the innermost parts of Rod Plummer's life. Because I'm a believer, I have the Holy Spirit in me. And that means that I have Jesus, I have forgiveness, I have new life, I'm a new creation, I'm righteous because of Jesus, I'm going to heaven because of Jesus, and the lamp of the Lord is in me. And the lamp of the Lord's not there to destroy me. The lamp of the Lord there is there to help me become more of a son or a daughter of God. The lamp of the Lord is a help, an aid. It's going to help you, a better future, better you, right? It's the lamp of our Father in heaven. It's the lamp of God. And I put my own little translation, I guess it is, from this. It's the lamp of the Lord is searching the breath of a person, every breath, every thought. The lamp of the Lord is searching all the rooms and chambers of their heart. And this word heart here is an unusual word. It's the Hebrew word, which means the guts. So it's like God is deep, deep down here, understanding us, helping us, changing us. It's basically our conscience. Now, the Old Testament doesn't use the word conscience. I think this is it. The lamp of the Lord in our lives is a conscience. We're turned on to what God wants us to do. You've got a conscience. Listen to what God says. Do you know that? Do you feel that God is in your life and you should feel something in the area of conscience? Now, the New Testament says, 1 Corinthians 2:11, no one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. I know my thoughts, not all of them, but I know my thoughts. Last week, we talked about dig up your thoughts. This week, God is searchlighting areas, rooms of my life. And, you know, sometimes I've been very early in my life. My dad walked out when I was 8 years old, and it really caused insecurity. When I became a believer at 19, I started to get healed. It was amazing, the work of the Holy Spirit. But I had to open up the rooms of where the pain was and the insecurity was to let God in. And I found that was difficult because I felt a bunch of things. I felt embarrassed. I felt wounded. I felt a lot of things, right? And the lamp of the Lord was basically saying, Rod, give that to me. Open up that area. And I said, no, that hurts. And all of us has things in the past that we need to give to God. And it's like God is searching, and he wants to search all the chambers of your heart to set you free from the power of the past and set you free for a better future. Now, we don't forget things in the past. God doesn't wipe memory, but he takes away the power as he shines. It's like the healing light. The healing power of the Holy Spirit, inner healing. And so I see this scripture as really positive, that the lamp of the Lord is not there to, aha, spotlight, aha, you're so bad. Although that will happen at times. It's called conviction of the Holy Spirit. But I believe that the lamp of the Lord is there as a loving God trying to help me overcome the areas of the past. Now, the New Testament does use the word conscience a lot, 30 times, and it's divided into, it's an adjective attached to it, like good conscience or bad conscience. And I believe that as believers, we have a new spirit, it says in Ezekiel 36:26-27. It says God takes out a heart of stone, gives us a heart of flesh, and moves us to obey him. That's called conscience. Moves us to want to do what he's got for us. And so the New Testament talks about this good conscience. And I believe as a believer, you have a good conscience. Listen to this. This is from Paul speaking to Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith, a good conscience. This love I've got for my wife and my kids and for many of you that I know and people that I meet from all around the world, from every ethnic group, and this love is because God is in my heart, and there's a conscience that wants to do the right thing. Listen to this one, 1 Timothy 1, 18 to 20. It talks about the good conscience, but then it says some have given up their good conscience. Let's read it. Timothy, my son, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, the good prophecies, you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Come on. How do we fight the battle well? By holding on to faith and a good conscience. A good conscience. God, I want to hear what you have to say. But then it goes on to say, some have rejected this, okay, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. Now, Paul is mentioning some names of some people that actually must have hurt the church. And he's saying, "What? How did this happen?" And he's saying, well, they didn't hold on to a good conscience and faith, and they rejected them and shipwrecked their faith. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a shipwreck on a beach. I have, and it is over for that ship. It is gone. And I think the warning here is hold on to good conscience. Don't listen to bad people. Don't be pulled into bad parties and bad groups and bad online things. And don't do that. If you've got a conscience right now, you're thinking, yeah, I've got to make good decisions. God help me. Yeah, make new decisions, good decisions. Because we don't want to ruin our faith. And recently in the world, there have been some Christian leaders that did some bad things. And people have asked me as a pastor, how could that happen? I think this scripture answers a lot, that there was a time they were holding on to a good conscience, but then they gave it up and shipwrecked. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So I'm going to pray for strength, that the lamp, when it comes on your heart, you're going to open up the chambers of your heart, be healed, be set free, be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and moving on to a better future that God has for us. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that you have access to my heart, every chamber, every room of my heart and my guts and my every chamber. And Lord, you're going to empower me. You're going to heal me. I open up areas of hurt and pain. I pray for your healing. I pray you'd come in and heal. The light, the lamp of the Lord brings healing and blessing right now. And I pray that we would make good decisions and right decisions, because you love us and you have a great plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless.